We're now joined by head coach Leanna Fordyce of the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers. What a great season that Grundy R5 had. It didn't end all that swimmingly for Grundy. We're talking a little bit off the air here about the game against Green City on Friday night over in Purdon. 89-59. I know there are a lot of different circumstances we're talking about, coach, but you certainly, and nobody's beat Green City. And, you know, they have one of the best players in the state, Class 1, in Littrell. But, as it turned out, too, you weren't at full strength for the majority of that ball game either.
No. Dandy, you know, about 3 minutes in the first quarter, hurt her knee and never did come back. And, you know, when you lose one of your top scorers and defensive players, that really does hurt in a game like that.
That's where it hurt you, because when I got the score on Saturday morning and I saw 89, I thought, yeah, you have to be able to stop them a little bit more consistent than that, because it looked like you scored the ball pretty well.
Yes. And, you know, we had, I think Morgan had 20 points. Aubrey had 17 points in that game. And normally, you know, Dandy's in that, you know, double-figure range as well. And, you know, what little time she was in there, she had too, but... and I know the score looks like, you know, it's a 30-point span, but that 30-point span did not happen until the last minute of the fourth quarter. And normally, you know, we play them, we have a running clock. We had a running clock only in less than a minute to go. So even, you know, the girls were upset. Like I said, most of the game we didn't have her, and she came out at halftime, actually after halftime, and was, like, cheering them on, trying to keep them, their spirits up. But, you know, they still tried and they played hard. And, you know, it was kind of a disappointing game. We just really wanted to come out and play hard. And losing her just kind of was kind of a downer for the team. But they still tried. They, you know, she said, you don't give up because I'm over here. You get out there and play. And they tried.
Well, I tell you what, you finish, it looks like 21-6, maybe 21-7 is your final record.
21-7.
Three of those losses to Green City, who's ranked number 2 in the state. So, you know, no shame in that. And your program, without losing a lot of seniors, because I know you lose one, but you bring back so much next year. Next year could be a great season for the Lady Panthers.
It really should be. I mean, we're going to lose Maddie, and she's my tallest player, and she plays underneath the basket. I mean, she doesn't really score a lot. You know, she does get her defense. She does get some rebounds, and, you know, she's pretty good at giving, you know, assists. But I think she could score a lot more if she was more confident in herself. But, yeah, we're going to lose her. And then, you know, I took Brianna Carbio off the bench a lot. She was pretty much my first one coming in. And she has really come along this year. Very good defensively. And she can score as well. And so she, you know, I look for some good things from Bree. Because she works hard and she hasn't given up this year. And I've got other girls that'll be coming up as freshmen, and you know, Emma Baxter, you know, she's a junior, she'll be back, and so we've got. I think we should have a pretty good team next year.
You're telling me that as far as the injury to Jandy goes, it was a non-contact injury, maybe kind of wear and tear thing. But you were telling me you fear it's a tear. Is she going to go to the doctor today? If it is a tear, then she's, you know, certainly will be undergoing rehab all the way through the summer, but those things aren't career ending either. So, you know, knock on wood, she should be back next year.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I hear something today. And I know I talked to her this weekend, and she said yesterday that night it had swollen up quite a bit, and she was icing it and putting compression and all that on it. So, I mean, she's definitely has some damage somewhere. So, hopefully we'll get that taken care of. Because she's one who just can't sit still, and
right.
I know this is going to be tough for her. I think she'll do a rehab. So I think she's the type of person who'll get in and do it. So hopefully it'll all work out for her.
I thought it was going to be a good week for your team, coach. Because if we look at the tournament bracket, we talked last week about your victory on Saturday the 17th, and how, you know, Brashear would be a swing game for your basketball team. Because yeah, you played them close, and they got you earlier this season. And to come out and beat them by 19 in the semifinals, I thought was just a great result for your girls.
Oh, the girls look so good against Brashear. They just come out strong, and they just look good. I know. Now, we were down to the first quarter in that Brashear game. And then, you know, I think at halftime it was, we were up 38-20, and then it just got, you know, it just 54-32, then, you know, 65-46. And in that game, I had three in double figures, I had Aubrey and Jandy and Morgan. Morgan had 20. And, you know, Anna Malazzo had 9. So, I mean, she was close to having, you know, a double figure. So they just had, all of them had a good game. Even, you know, Bree came off the bench with 6. And, I mean, they just had a really good game.
Yeah, to me, it sounds to me like you can, you know, approach the girls as it pertains to next year and say we're capable of winning an HDC championship. That's our goal. We're capable of winning a district championship because a lot of the teams that you play, North Harrison loses Peyton Craig. I know Green City doesn't lose Littrell, and, you know, wait and see how often you have to play them next year, but they do lose a couple of seniors where you're bringing back so much.
Green City loses 2 of their outside shooters, though. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's the thing with Green City. If you key on Littrell too much, she pops it out to either it's number 44 or 55.
I've got
those numbers in my head. And they'll shoot it. And 44 had a really good game. She's quick and she's fast. I think somebody said she's going to some place on a track scholarship. And so she's fast. So that was kind of one of our things the other night. You know, we key on Littrell, then they step in. So if they don't have those two, that's really going to change their game. If I could just get one tall person, that would make a huge difference. My girls just aren't 6 foot, you know, and she could just reach over their head and get the ball. So if I somehow grow one tall person over the summer, it's going to be a good thing.
If you're going to be tiny but talented, do you push the pace? You know, do you run more? Is that kind of in your thought process, Coach?
Well, we should be fast. I think if all goes well and Jandy gets back in the game, we should be pretty quick. And so that's what we're going to have to go on. We're going to have to go with our quickness because we're going to have to work on our defense. Mm. Defensively, we're a little lazy, I think. We sometimes tend not be as aggressive. And I'm always telling the girls, you can be as aggressive as the officials let you be. If they're allowing a little more, just give a little more. But they're so worried about fouling, and they don't want to be a mean player. And Green City's not. They're not mean. They're very aggressive. And we have to come out just like that.
That was going to be how I was going to finish the interview, Coach. If you look at where can Grundy take the next step next year, most of the time we talked about a team that, unless you met somebody that was really good, that shut down your offense, which didn't happen very often, you'd struggle there a little bit. But defensively is where it starts and ends for your team next year, right?
Yeah, and you know, we just don't get on to them enough, and we don't block out like we should, and that is something we are going to work on. Of course, we're going to continue to work on offensive, you know, work on some plays and things like that. But I felt like overall, offensively, we came along pretty good. It's just it's hard to get kids to play aggressive defense during practice because they don't want to play against each other. In a game, it's a different situation, but you kind of play like you practice. And so somehow I've got to come up with a plan to get those girls where they play aggressively, you know, even at practice, so when they take and get into a game, they know how to do it. And, you know, we don't set screens like we should. We practice it, but when it comes to a game, we just don't set them, and we're going to have to just step up a little bit.
It's kind of just setting that mindset, and I think the girls realize they're pretty good at this point. It's just setting that mindset of you got to take a defensive stop and take as much pride in that as you do putting the ball in the hoop on the other end.
Exactly. And you need to almost have fun playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know my little Brianna Carpio, she likes to play defense, and she's good at it. And she is aggressive. And she, you know, and Jandy will finally, she'll get in there and really want to play defense too. But some girls are a little hesitant, and they just kind of want to step back. Aubrey can too. You know, they all can. It's just, I've got a little gal that moved in. Her name's Dorothy, and Dorothy, she gets in there, but she's not very tall. But she will play down low, and she likes to play defense. So you got to almost love that. You like to be the aggressive one, but maybe that'll all happen this summer. Maybe we can get that worked in.
So you only lose one senior in Maddie Williams. If everybody else comes out next year, Coach, and you get some freshmen on the team, what are the numbers looking like for next year?
We should have 12 players next year.
That's a great number for a school Grundy size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like it, you know, always have 10, but 12 is the number that's the number I want, is 12.
Well, you know, they say this all the time. If you're going to have your season end, you know, go out playing your best and your hardest, or, you know, just, you know, it's Green City's year. You know, they haven't lost the rank number 2. They may end up playing in Springfield, so you lost to somebody really good. You had a great season, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.